Welcome to the HMO Experience, the UK's only HMO-focused property podcast, where every Monday, Matt, Jamie and Steve will inform and inspire you about everything to do with HMOs, rent to rent, and how to set up and grow a successful HMO business, whether you're just starting out or you're already on your way.
Hi guys, I'm Matt Harris and welcome to the HMO Experience. I'm here with my co-host, Jamie.
Hi, I'm Jamie Medill.
And Steve.
Hi, I'm Steve.
And welcome to the first episode of this brand new podcast. I'm going to hand you over to Steve to give you a little bit more background as to why we started the podcast and what we're aiming to achieve. And we'll go from there.
Cool. So, yeah, we've been in the HMO game for probably a combined time of about 12 years now, and we've learnt lots of things, we've made lots of mistakes, and what we want to do is to put some messages out there to help people who are interested in HMO to go on their journey. So one of the things that we want to share is to give you the real coalface view. We're going to share some horrendous stories that we've been through. We're going to share some massive successes that we've had, but most importantly, how it sort of changed our lives. The reason we want to put this out is because there's a lot of people who are interested in HMOs, but they're not quite sure how to go about getting involved or how to get their first property. And this is really designed to take you on a step-by-step, to take you by the hand and lead you down that path to get your first property. So in terms of what's important for our listeners is to share and to get involved. And we'll tell you a little bit about at the end about how you can do that. But perhaps it's good now just to share the format of the podcast, and I'll pass over to Jamie to tell you about that.
So as Steve mentioned, as Matt mentioned as well, the whole purpose of the HMO Experience is to share the good, the bad, and the ugly, and give you a proven step-by-step approach on how you can make life-changing income from properties, whether you're buying HMOs or indeed using them as rent-to-rent. So because of that, we've actually created a really good, some amazing episodes are coming up, and we're going to be doing a weekly podcast for you. But we're also going to shake it up a bit. We're going to bring in other experts, people that we work with in our own power team, and we'll be doing interviews with them. So watch out for those. And also, all three of us are going to be doing HMO hacks. These are bite-sized chunks and tips that we're getting information on an almost daily basis, again, to help not only broaden your experience, learn from us, but also we'll be sharing examples and questions that we get asked individually, because we know you'll be thinking about those questions, even if you're not actually asking those. Mm-hmm. So watch out for those as well.
Yeah. So that's a nice little segue then, I guess, to give you guys a bit of background about ourselves individually and how we've come together onto this stage now to be able to feed you guys with as much value as possible. And I will let Steve start us on that journey.
So my journey is probably very typical for a lot of people. I spent 20 years in corporate working in the transportation sector and the finance sectors. And I did the traditional slog, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, getting in the car at 6, driving to Bristol from Cambridge, which is a 3-hour journey, and then spending 2 days there, then 2 days in Manchester, that was another 3-hour journey, and then back to Cambridge again on a Friday, completely knackered at the end of the week, didn't get to see my wife, spent a lot of time working and not enough time playing. And what I didn't realize was that there was a real difference between standard of living and a quality of life. So I had a really good standard of living. We went on some phenomenal holidays. We live in a lovely home. We drove all the cars. But my quality of life was absolutely trashed. Didn't get to see friends and family. Didn't spend time with people that I wanted to love. And really wasted a lot of time. So obviously I was in the corporate game, getting a good salary. And then it suddenly dawned on me that my income comes from one sole source. And that was my employment. And I asked myself a question, what would happen if that was taken away? So that's when we started to figure, my wife and I, what do we do? What's our backup plan? And that's how we got into properties. So I was fortunate enough to be made redundant. Yay. And took the money and started to buy a little buy-to-lets up in Liverpool. Realized very quickly that it was taking a lot of time, a lot of money, and not getting a lot of net cash flow out of that, those properties. And so started looking for a different strategy. And that strategy was HMOs, whereby we were putting in a little bit more money. We were getting a lot more return. And we started to see these as cash points. But our money could only go so far. So then we came across a different strategy, which is where we're controlling the property, which we'll tell you a little bit more about in a short while. And that really sort of turbocharged our finances. Now we have four property businesses with my business partner, Jamie. We've worked with Matt for a number of years, and that's how we've all come together. So there's probably a lot of people out there who have gone along a similar sort of journey. And the questions that you're probably asking yourself now are the questions that I asked myself back in 2012, 2013. And all I can say is that now I have a completely different standard of living and a completely different quality of life, and it's all for the good. So, Jamie, do you want to tell us a bit about your journey?
Yes. I'm definitely not shy. So my name is Jamie Medill. Between the three of us, one thing that I think is worth pointing out is we've got over 50 years worth of property experience. Mm. I know that Matt's obviously much younger and looks better than us. Yeah, but that aside, like Steve, I had a corporate job. I worked in London for 18 years in advertising. I had all the sort of so-called successes on paper, good job, good income, nice expense account, travel a lot. But again, of course, these things, as many of you might know, come with some downsides. The downsides for me, similar to Steve, were I commuted a lot. I commuted 3 hours a day. I spent over $6,000 a year to get a train ticket to go into London to work and couldn't get a seat. So that annoyed me after a while. I worked crazy hours again. Going back to 2009, 2010, again, I realised that, like Steve, I was reliant on one source of income, and that was my job. I had no fallback. I got a pension statement from my company, and it said that if I was to retire at whatever age I was, 55 or whatever, 65, then I'd get £4,000 income a year from my company pension. And that, to me, really was a bit of a wake-up call, and I've been working for 18 years by that stage. The second thing, unfortunately for me, and I hope you guys don't have this sort of situation and therefore have to react to it, but myself and my wife, unfortunately, were very sick. And it was a pretty bit of a tough time. And it meant I finally had to live up to the fact that it's all very well and good commuting 3 hours a day or working 12-hour plus days, 5 days a week, often 6 days a week. But I really should be focusing, and I should have focused much more time at home with my family, especially when my wife then needed me to be there. And of course, at the time, my children were 10 and 6. So that, again, was a massive wake-up call for me. On the back of that, I invested into my property education. I learned some strategies. Like Steve, I wasn't buying Liverpool, but I bought a few single lets up in Leeds. They made me a couple hundred quid profit.
Nice.
Nearly 20 of those to replace my job income. Yeah. So I felt great. I was a full-time property investor, but actually...
Where's the money?
Yeah, it's hard work. Sorry, people don't necessarily tell you that. So I then had to look for another strategy. And Steve approached me, he saw me on a video, I was doing a testimonial for Rob Moore at Progressive Property, and I said, you know, I'm happy to help people, here's my experience today in property. Steve contacted me, on the back of that, they gave him some, I think, some good tips. He then went off and started buying some houses up in Liverpool, and a year later he came to me and said, do you want to work together? And that's how we started our HMO business. Now the HMO business that we started together was to try and replace our job incomes. And we had to generate more income. So if you think about the income I was making, it was typically £200 a month after all costs, paying off the mortgages for the single lets. We did lots of those to replace some job income. And then we learned a strategy, which is taking a property, renting out the individual rooms, even though we don't own the property, and we control it. And that was enabling us to get 5 to 7 times the income per property from the initial buying of a single let. And that's how we started working together. On the back of that, we, as Steve said, we made loads of mistakes. We didn't have anyone really training and mentoring us. We made some mistakes, novice mistakes in the early days. But we learned from experience how we can improve the running of our HMO business, the things we'd like to do, things we didn't like to do, and how we could alleviate some of those gaps in our knowledge and our skill set, and how we could grow our business without us having to actually work hard on that business. On the back of that, we replace our job incomes, as I mentioned, and then realize quite quickly that rather than just controlling properties and running them as HMOs to get income, we actually wanted to raise more money to go and buy properties, to buy the asset. And that's when we started buying HMOs together. These are properties that we now own, and we rent out the rooms individually. And this is one of the things I'm really looking forward to share on this podcast, is that with our combined experience, whether you're controlling properties for income or looking to buy them, you could do both. And we've now done both. And again, a part of that, and teach other people how we do it. That's how we met Matt. So, over to Matt.
Thanks, Jamie. I think my experience is similar. Corporate background, I used to be a property lawyer, so I covered everything from property finance and investment and management, high net worth conveyancing, that type of stuff. And I was unfortunate to qualify in 2008 in the credit crunch, so I had a job promised to me at the start of my training contract, which then promptly got wiped out at the end of my training contract. So I missed the boat in terms of applying for other jobs. And I found myself out of employment for about 9 months, which was a bit of an experience. But the good thing was out of going through that was the fact that it sort of changed my mindset into what I no longer wanted someone to have control over and what I wanted to be in control of myself. So my journey has been a little bit of meandering. So I went from qualifying as a lawyer to being unemployed to then going back and getting some experience and working at a law firm for 5 years in the West End to then starting a cleaning business. So I've got a cleaning company, the organised cleaning company, which has been going for 8 years. Based in London, covering London and the home counties. And it was through running that business that I first came upon HMO properties and service apartments because we had clients who would ask us to clean the communal areas and to deal with changeover cleans for their service apartments. And it never really dawned on me when we were taking on these types of cleans. What the approach was behind those types of strategies. It wasn't until last year where going through a little bit of a tricky time with the cleaning company, we pivoted the business, we started to outsource a lot of the work that we were taking on simply because it cut the overheads and we could focus on client services. But because of that change, we went through some teething problems and I thought, look, I need to find another avenue to create some income. And it was a conversation I had with one of my now investors. Had over coffee where a 5 minute section at the end of the conversation, we talked about HMOs and service departments and the light bulb went off. And I spent the next 2 weeks sort of researching about HMOs and rent to rent and, doing research on the areas that I wanted to cover. And, within, 3 months, I had a business up and running. We got our first property, which was great. And I went through a lot of learnings and mistakes as part of those first 3 months. But the good thing was I decided to undertake some training early. Which is how obviously our paths cross. And it's enabled me to obviously learn from other people's experiences and to shortcut making the mistakes I otherwise would have made. And also to be in an environment where we can network around a specific property strategy, which is brought to us thankfully through PPS and Pancras. It has really helped advance my learning and obviously my experience and to, be in the position that we are in now, thankfully, which is, presenting this podcast to you guys and where, over the next future episodes, you're really going to learn, like I say, the good, the bad and the ugly, right? This is going to bring you the real life. And I think there's going to be a lot of benefit to be gained as a result of that. We want you guys to ask as many questions, provide comments and feedback for sure, because that is really going to help us, prove what we're already aiming to deliver to you, but also answer specific points that you guys want answered. So I think now that we've gone through the intros, it would be a nice little segue to kind of introducing the background with regards to HMO and Rent to Rent. So I'll hand you back over to Jamie.
Cool.
Who will give you a bit more detail.
Thanks, Matt. So there are two key things I want to share with you across the whole of this podcast, and that is focus on the end result. What is the end result that you need from a property strategy? The three of us and many other people that we've helped are all about the income. How can you maximize your income from a property? For us, our preferred strategy is HMO. These are houses of multiple occupancy. Some people call them multi-let or shared accommodation. But all it is, in essence, is taking on a property. It might be a terraced house, semi-detached house, flat, a detached house, doesn't really matter. And you're simply renting out the rooms individually to maximize the income from that property. Now, as Matt said, there are two key strategies here that Matt's now doing, but also Steve and I have been doing now since 2014. And that is, first of all, we looked at what an HMO was, which is a source to maximize our income. And we're typically getting at least seven times the income from controlling one HMO property versus a single let property. So you can get much more income for much fewer properties, and that definitely appealed to us. But the second thing is, we want to find out what HMOs are. Now, HMOs are simply, the classical definition is, a property that's occupied by three or more unrelated people, and they've got to share common facilities. Those common facilities are typically a kitchen and a bathroom. So if you've got a flat, or a terrace house, or a semi-detached house with three, four, or five bedrooms, or more, and there's a communal sitting room, or a communal kitchen, and a communal bathroom, in essence, that's a house share, an HMO, and that is, in essence, what an HMO is, a house and multiple occupancy. As I mentioned, some people call these multi-lets, some people call it co-living, some people call it shared accommodation, but it's one and the same thing, in essence, because that's the core of what this property strategy is. Now, you've got two things you can do. You can either go and find properties and buy them, and then rent them out by the room, which is, again, what Steve and I now do. And we invest in lots of properties up in Coventry, and we'll tell you why on various other episodes in the future on why we do that. But coming back to Matt's point, Matt's starting strategy is what he mentioned was called rent to rent. And that's exactly how Steve and I started too. So we're taking on other people's properties, and we'll share with you in future HMO Experience podcasts exactly how you can find these properties too. And we'll take on those properties, and again, we're managing them, controlling them on behalf of the owner. And again, as we own them, there's no mortgage required, no deposit. We are simply taking on the property, managing that property, renting out the rooms and making a decent income. And we'll share with you throughout this whole property podcast, the HMO Experience, how you can do exactly that thing too. But one question I want to ask you is, which strategy is right for you? So if you want to do job replacing income, generate income quickly, but either don't want to buy a property or if you have the cash to go and buy it, you might want to consider doing rent-to-rent HMO. We'll share with you how you can do that too. Alternatively, if you're looking to control and buy an asset, a property, and then rent it out as well, that's going to give you equity and capital growth potentially, as well as a great income. So there are two very different strategies. But one thing Steve and I realized, having done this for quite a few years now, is that actually 90% of both those strategies are exactly the same. The systems that Steve and I have created to run our own rent-to-rent HMO business, and we focus our business in Bedford, just north of London, for example, but the systems to set up and run those properties that we'll be sharing with you throughout these episodes, is almost exactly the same as the systems we set up, we use to set up and run our own HMOs. The difference, obviously, is the buying and the acquiring bit. Again, we'll cover that. So that's the difference. So you've got to think about what it is you want. What is the end goal? Do you need income fast without having to buy properties, if that is the case, and we'll consider rent-to-rent? We'll be sharing loads of our experiences, Matt's experiences here in London, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But also, if you're looking to buy, again, we'll show you those too. So that's the difference. And some people want to do both strategies.
Sorry.
You're right. No,
I just spilled some water.
Okay,
no, it's fine. It adds a bit of humour as well. No, that's good. So I think, thank you. Sorry, Carpet. On that point, I think obviously we have plenty of good, valuable content around rent-to-rent and HMO to bring you both inside and outside London, and also general experiences regarding property as well. And there's also going to be, you know, as we move along in the episode, we're going to bring in guest speakers, as Jamie mentioned, to obviously hone in on specific aspects with regards to HMOs or finance or outsourcing or marketing, all that kind of stuff. So we really hope that you guys stay tuned. There's going to be, we've mentioned a few things throughout the episode in terms of resources and background experience, so you can find more about us individually on social media. So whether it's Facebook or LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, for us, for our individual profiles. We also have the HMO Experience website, which is www.thehmoexperience.co.uk. And we're going to be having all of our central content, so both the podcasts, resources, and videos on the website. We're also going to be posting regularly on the Facebook page, the HMO Experience, and we're going to have a YouTube channel on which you'll be able to watch this and future episodes. Obviously, we're going to be posting the HMO hacks both on YouTube and on Facebook and on the website as well. So there's going to be plenty of resources and platforms for you to be able to digest this content. So I think for now, it's a good opportunity to wrap it up. And I would like to say thank you for joining us on the first episode. And we hope that you join us on future episodes. Just to let you know what episode 2 is going to be about, we are going to be covering off a little bit more detail with regards to what rent-to-rent is. So we're going to have a bit more of a deep dive to give you some context and background information about this specific strategy. And so for now, I will say goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
And goodbye from him.
Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the HMO Experience. Don't forget that all of the resources mentioned in each episode will be available on our website, www.thehmoexperience.co.uk. We regularly update our website with new content to help you along your HMO journey. So make sure you check out www.thehmoexperience.co.uk for more details. Also, remember to join our online community by liking the HMO Experience Facebook page and subscribing to our YouTube channel.